Oi, this is Nigel McGuinness, and you are listening to WNS Podcast. Stay tuned, wankers.
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source Podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right. What's up, everyone? I am Daniel Herron.
Holy shit, I'm Tyler Hebert, and I'm back. I mean, Hebert.
Who? Who are you? And welcome you to episode 553 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For all your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, WNS Podcast, on YouTube, WNS Video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
Who haven't done this in a while,
Who
so I'm like saying weird names and weird stuff. No, my name is Hebert.
You got an alias.
Yeah. My secret name is Tyler Hebert, but my real
no
name
one
is
knows
Tyler
that,
Hebert. Yeah, no, don't tell people that. We're on Amazon Music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just search Wrestling News Source Podcast, Spotify. Dude,
I
don't know all the stuff like that I used to say because I'm behind. But I would
Stitcher.
Like to say, I would like to say, whoever's listening, thank you.
Thanks.
I know we've been very behind.
Yeah.
Life has been tough. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that people are listening. If not, you know, I mean, hey, it's just fun. Just me and you, you know, we're talking. So
that's right.
I do appreciate it.
Talking
if
someone, shit.
If someone's picking this up, hey, cool. Thank you so much. And yeah.
There you go. So welcome to the show. Got some stuff to talk about as we catch up in wrestling news. It's been a while since we've recorded an episode, but we're back again, you know, doing the usual stuff. Back in the podcast studio.
What's up, King?
Yeah, what'd it do? Spider Boo. before we get into all that, Tyler, how you doing?
I'm making it.
Yeah?
You know.
Doing that dad life.
Yeah, dad life and...
keeping and
you
my busy.
Job is being supervisor, you know, and just dealing with peoples and being annoyed. But I try, you know, here and there to do the things I like.
Yes, and we have done a few things here that we have both enjoyed.
Yes.
We went to All In
that
in
was
Dallas.
So fun, man. So fun.
That was a great time. No alcohol required,
no
but
alcohol.
Some partaken in.
Oh. We were there at the venue at 8 a.m.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Until 8 p.m.
Which means we got up at 6 because it was about a 45-minute drive for us to get there. Then we finally found out where we needed to park.
Yeah.
Finally parked, and it was pouring down rain. And then they told us, oh, you need to go around to the other side of the building. So we had to walk all the way around.
Well, some people that were working didn't know their stuff because some people are like, yeah, y'all can stay here. Y'all can. I took it as y'all can walk through the building to get to the other side.
And I believe that was the original call.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the lines, communication broke down.
Yep.
That was not the case. They were like, no, you're going to have to go around to the other side. So we did. And it was fine.
Yeah, it all
we got
out.
In and we got our VIP passes and we got our merch, which I'm happy about. By the way, I ended up, they did a pre-order of the jersey. Remember how I wanted that jersey? So
yeah.
I pre-ordered that.
So oh, cool.
Hopefully
that's a cool
it should
scarf.
Be. I know. It's so comfy, too.
That's awesome.
I like this scarf. That's nice.
You were there.
I was there. I was there and enjoying it.
Yep.
So we did the VIP treatment. Treated ourselves a little bit. We got the little all-in Texas VIP pass. We were the challenger VIP, so we weren't the... super deluxe, you know, $1,000, whatever it was to get all that. But we got to go in super early. We got to buy merch before anybody else. We went down for a little party. They had the TBS and the International Championship belts, respectively, there. So we got a nice, cool little picture, which if you've gone to our Facebook page recently, you've seen that we updated that.
Yep.
Our little cover photo. So I now hold the... I'm a two-time international champion.
Yep.
Tyler, also a two-time international champion.
Yep.
Congratulations on that.
Yep.
Tried to get you to hold the TBS belt.
I didn't. Yeah.
But he chose not to, so I got to become a TBS champion.
Fair enough.
I'm also the ROH Women's Television Champ,
yep.
I believe. So,
yep.
you know, my list of accolades has climbed substantially. I'm also a one-time AEW Women's Champion. I held the $1 million title.
These are great accolades.
Man, my career, it's really taken off. I don't know why it's so much in the women's division, but I'm making a name for myself.
You can take what you can get, you know, if you're going to, you know, kick some ass at that department.
I'm expecting a call from the Wrestling Hall of Fame because, I'm getting up there.
Yeah.
You know, I've run the indies, so I've held held Booker T's Reality of Wrestling Championship, Tag Championship, and Women's Championship. So, you know, that in itself is quite the accolade.
Yeah.
So I ran the indies, made up to the big leagues. You know, I'm waiting for the call now. Still, I deserve this crown that I'm wearing right now. Yeah. Like, I'm up there.
Still not the world heavyweight champion.
Not yet. I was bummed because AEW is coming back to Houston soon. They are doing the VIP thing, and I know they're going to have the actual title this time.
Oh, okay.
Because now it's visible.
Huh?
Because when Moxley held it, no one could look at it. Yep. No one could hold it. So now that Hangman won, now it's available at the VIP.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's good.
So I'm like, I was tempted, but the price tag, I was like, I'm okay. I'll get us some decent seats. So I got us the balcony, because there's like 5 rows and then a balcony overhang, and we're front row on the balcony.
What is this venue? It's the same venue we've been.
No. Yes, we have been there before. It's where we went and saw that NXT show years and years and years ago.
Oh, my God. I don't.
It's where we were hanging out at the bar and Big Cass walked in and I ran out and got a picture with him.
I want to say I barely remember that venue, though.
Yeah, it was something else. Now it's the Bayou Music Center. So they have a bunch of concerts and stuff there, but they're going to have Dynamite and Collision there.
Where's this at in Houston?
It's a downtown area.
This used to be the Verizon Wireless Theater?
Yes.
Yep.
That's what it was.
I've been there multiple times for concerts and stuff back in the past. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're going to be coming back to Houston, thank God. And so we're going to go to Dynamite and have a good time, hang out. Maybe
how
to be
is
on
that
TV.
Work? I don't remember the layout, because I thought it was like a concert hall.
It is.
Wow.
So the where the stage is, that's where they're going to have the staging. They're going to have a ramp down to go to the ring, and then everyone's going to be around, and then there's a upper deck, and that's where we will be. So
that's a small, intimate.
It is.
Thing for
they're currently doing a stand in Philly right now at the 2300 building where the original ECW was. So it's very small, very intimate there. It looks really good.
I like how they do stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't mind smaller venues as long as the crowd is loud.
If they know that they're in certain towns and they can do bigger venues and pull that off, that's cool. But if you're going to certain towns and you're not sure you can't pull it off, just go to...
Yeah,
because I like the Fertitta Center.
Yeah,
that we went to.
I would much rather a smaller to medium sized venue as opposed to a large venue that's half full.
Yeah,
you know, it's just more intimate, and it's when the crowd is there, they're loud.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that. So So back to where we were at All In. We got to take pictures with the belt. We had a drink or two.
Anthony Bowen showed up.
Yeah. Also,
MNX collection.
Yeah, they were there doing Q&A.
They're so funny, cool. By the way. They're really funny.
The frat bros were walking around.
Yeah,
and then we also went to
Griff Garrison.
Who the fuck is Griff Garrison? We went to the Starcast.
Yeah,
as well. So that the day before, we went to Starcast, got to meet a bunch of wrestlers.
It was fun, and there was cool things to it, but it wasn't organized well.
It was poorly organized.
I want to say
very hot.
Like the thing that I liked the most, and it was shocking, it was so cool. We got our own what's the brand?
Top Deck
trading cards.
Hell yeah. One of one.
Yes.
That was the coolest thing. And the fact that we happened to be standing right next to them as they opened, so we got to be the first ones in.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to wait in line. We didn't have to do anything. Like, we was like,
everyone
boom.
Figured it out, and they were going crazy with it.
Yes. that was one of the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
To get your own commemorative trading card, you know, you get to type what you want for your name and all that.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah. We got to do that. There were a bunch of like free meet and greets, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. There was the ones that you pay for, which we got to meet Sting and Bryan Danielson, which was awesome. Very short.
Yeah.
You know, hi, nice to meet you, smile, click, okay, thank you so much, bye, next kind of thing. Yeah, so that was, you know, it was what it was, but, like, I wanted to meet Sting more than Danielson. Like, Danielson was a nice addition. I'm glad that we got to do that because now we have, like, a high-definition photo as opposed to the one that we got. Like, don't get me wrong, I love that picture, but it's a little grainy, a little with the times. This one, high def, we're there. Yeah. Rocking the shirt, everything's good. Sting, this is his final year donning the war paint. So for me, like, that was a big thing. Where it's like, it's one thing to meet him and he's gonna like wear the sunglasses or whatever, be like Mafia Sting or whatever. But like, that's the Sting I grew up with. That's the Sting that I watched in WCW. Like, that's the one I wanted to meet. So I'm glad we got to do that as well. Got pictures with all kinds of wrestlers. Great interactions with all of them. It was really cool. If you get the opportunity, go to a StarCast, because like, it was a lot of fun. Just for future reference, if anyone from StarCast is listening, you guys got to organize that better.
Yeah, for
like, that was unorganized chaos. There was so much confusion as to where everyone needed to go. The free meet and greets were way far away from where normal people were and where they were expecting, and they were crossing in with the people who were doing like the premium photo sessions. You don't want to be outside in the heat in July in Texas.
No.
That was like, people
were
not
familiar with this area. You're not going to know. Yes. Like, oh yeah, no, it's super hot.
There were people who were contemplating getting out of the line of the premium tickets that they paid absurd amounts of money for. And I don't blame them, because you're out in the heat. Like, if you're going to have them outside, provide shade, provide fans, something. Yes. Provide something to help with that, because that was such a cluster. I feel bad for the workers, because they didn't know where to put people, because there were no lines, like, ready to go. You know, like, the free place photos that we did, I think they got it wrong. They should have had the wrestlers in the middle with their backs to each other, because the room itself was an octagon.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the wrestlers on the outside part of the walls with all the lines converging in the middle. So when people get in the middle and they're like, I don't know where my line is. Like, who am I doing? So what they probably should have done, one of two things, just from a promotional standpoint on my end, have the wrestlers' tables be in the center with the tables making an octagon and everyone can stand
in. Other pitchers will be in the picture.
That is true. The other thing that I think of you could do is just have one chain. Like, you're in line and you have the opportunity to meet everyone, but you can go to the next one if you want. So everyone's first person would be wrestler A. Then you move to table B. Then you move to table C. Then you move to table D. So you work your way around, and it's just one fluid moving in and out.
They didn't think
to do that. They did what they could, which is fine. But from a promotional, like, I'm a former promotional director and assistant and all that. So like, that's in my blood to like look at that kind of
for
stuff.
Sure.
So to have better organization is key.
Yeah.
The fact that most of the stuff was upstairs, nobody knew that. And then when they did go upstairs, like, there's wrestlers trying to get merch, like Matt Cardona, and everyone's in line to go into the other meet and greet for the other AEW stars. But no one knows, like, what they're in line for. And it just became too clustered. So, like, it was a fine event.
It was cool to be a part of.
It really just needs a little better organization.
Yeah, and I don't know if, because this is our first one, we haven't been to the other ones. I don't know how the other ones, how they've done it before. You know what I mean? And like,
they needed to do like a dining hall, a ballroom, somewhere where you can fit everything.
Yeah.
Because like I said, there was long lines of people clashing with other lines. Yeah. No one knew where they were standing. It's hot. The air conditioner is like doing what it can, but it's, like I said, it's the middle of July in Texas, and that humidity is no joke. And there were people who were not used to that. Yep. I brought a change of clothes, and I was still dying at the end of it.
Yeah. You have people from other states.
Yeah. They're not used to this. Like, yeah, they're not used to this humidity. And, like, thank God that it wasn't in the Houston area, because I guarantee Houston would have been a lot more humid than what Dallas was.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, it was a great time. We had a wonderful time. Like, don't, as much negative stuff I'm saying, like, don't get me wrong, we had good time.
Blast, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it was what it was. All in was great. It was such a long day. Was 12 hours.
I've never been at a live event for that long before.
Yeah. Like, doors open at 8, we leave at 8, and then have to get home, and, like, it was pouring down rain, and we were hungry and trying to find food, and, oh, what a journey.
But it was fun. It really was.
Yeah. Then get up the next day and drive 6 hours home. And then go to work the very next day.
Yeah.
Ugh. That was a lot. But, man, awesome experience at All In. Yes. Like, it was so great to be a part of that, to be part of history.
Yeah.
The largest non-WWE gate in wrestling history. That was cool.
Hell yeah, man. Hell
so get to be a part of history, and once that comes out on DVD, I'm buying that as well to hold on to the memories. If you have not been to an AEW show, I would highly encourage you to do so.
It was
a good time. You know, I know there's a lot of people who aren't fond of AEW for one reason or another. I would say at least just give it a chance.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you're going to have a good time.
I know they've changed a little since they first began, but I still enjoy it. You know what I mean?
I really like the run that they're on right now.
Dude, I wish there's certain things that were still going on like there originally was, but you know what? They have to evolve and help. I know there's a lot of stuff going on with Tony Khan, people saying stuff, but he's learning.
He is, and I will say I appreciate the fact that he has decided I'm going to step away from, like, the social media replies.
Good.
Step away from,
he needs to.
Yeah.
He likes to come back at you and say stupid stuff.
Yes. He is focusing strictly on his product now. He's not worried about what WWE is doing.
Good.
He is worried about what his product is doing.
Good.
And so he's like, I'm going to focus on this. And I appreciate that, because it's like, okay, you're going to put out a show and then WWE is counter-programming it. Then you're going to put out another show and WWE is going to counter-program that. It's like, are you worried about that? It's like, no, because I know our audience. They're going to support us.
Yeah.
And we're going to focus on us and try and make the best product that we can.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that about it.
That's good.
So, just a heads up, this episode might not be as long as it normally is. I know we're both on a time crunch today, and my computer was being a little buggy and refusing to start, and it kept freezing, so I had to restart it a few times. But we're going to talk about as much wrestling content as we can, just to kind of give you guys a bit of a show. And who knows, we can get back together soon and talk about the rest. The main thing I want to talk about is this Raja Jackson Psycho Stew incident that occurred. There was a live stream. At this point, everyone who's listening is probably very much aware of what's been going on. So we don't have to do like an initial like full recap of what happened. But when you first saw the story, what was your take on it? What did you think when you saw like the footage and heard
I went
what
through
happened?
The first thing that popped up, the beginning, was Raja beating the heck out of this guy. Mm-hmm. So, hey, let me go and see everything that's going on. But like, I was shocked. I really was. And I don't think that, Stu shouldn't have, I don't remember. I think it was a can. I don't think it was a bottle. It was a can.
So backstage before the show or, as the show is going on, he kind of got in his face, threw a can on him or hit him with a can, I believe.
Yeah.
And,
he didn't sell it. And he's like, why didn't you sell it? Because he's not a worker. He was just back there. But, I was shocked, because it's just like, he beat the shit out of that guy. He really did. And, Stu shouldn't have said that. And if that dude wanted to get his revenge there, he should have popped him.
Yeah.
He should have punched him somewhere, you know what I mean? I don't think that warrants him to, after they said, like, yeah, we're good, man. Well, let's turn to an angle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, dude was going nuts throughout the matches and stuff, talking to his people on Kick. I didn't even know what Kick was, by the way.
Yeah, me neither.
But, and I don't have proof of this because I'm not on there. They said Kick is for, like, teenagers and young kids. I have no clue, but they're saying that
people,
the kids
were
rage baiting him.
Yeah.
And he was going nuts and stuff. Oh, I'll beat his ass. If you give me 50 more followers or whatever, mm-hmm. likes, whatever, I'll beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And he did. And he was just like, it was just very brutal to watch, man.
Yeah. It's one of those where, whether it was, so after the incident of the can, they sort of calmed down. Made up, hey guys, you know, it's just part of the show, and you know, whatever. Someone encouraged him, oh, give him a receipt, you know. That's one thing. To go into the ring and pick him up, whether that was agreed upon or not, we don't know.
Yeah.
We can only go based on what we do know. What we do know is he picked him up, slammed him down. From the looks of it, it looked like that genuinely knocked him out.
Yeah.
Whether it did or not, it may have just stunned him. That's one thing. The punch to the face, that certainly knocked him out if it didn't already, because I watched his head bounce up and down a couple of times. Should have stopped there.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to give a receipt. It's another to punch a man unprotected 25 or 20 to 25 times, however many times it was. It should not have happened.
Yeah.
Someone should have stepped in much sooner. The people that were just watching, like standing in the ring, should have immediately, hey,
people
whoa, yo.
Shocked. I know some guys did come like a few seconds later, but it was like, you should have came in faster. But I know there was another dude who had like, I think like a pink ponytail or pink hair or whatever. That's
finally pulled
friends.
Him off. Yeah.
Because he was got holding punched him. As well. Yeah, he got punched too. Yeah.
So this is, this was just like unprofessional on all levels. You know, whoever you decide to blame, they're probably to blame, because this went wrong on several levels.
Yes.
If it was part of the show, great. It should have stopped after the second punch. If it was not part of the show, then
if you find out he's not a worker, don't do an angle with him. You know, he's an MMA fighter or begin his journey as an MMA fighter. Yeah. His dad's an MMA fighter. You know what I mean? Don't have him. If he don't understand this stuff, don't have him in there.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he was brought in to do this, like if it was to build an angle, they should have gone over it with him. They should have told him. There's going to be tons of they should have, this person should have, this person should have. For everyone involved, like, they all should have done better.
Yeah.
It's a horrifying incident.
Dude, I've watched so many angles. I've watched his friend go on different podcasts, because he's going on different podcasts to want the pink hair, because he's getting people, he's going on people's podcasts, agreeing to do it, telling the story, but if I'm agreeing to it, he wants them to, you know, make a donation to Stu's.
And that's
which
admirable.
Is very, yes, yes, yes. And then that other guy, he's went nuts. He got fired from his job, the AJ Mana guy.
Yeah, the guy who...
He went nuts on there, and he's like, I'm bringing you all down. You shouldn't be drinking in the park. You know how I know? Because I was drinking, too. I'm like, what? You just outed yourself, too.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be drinking, but you partake in it, too.
So there were several people at fault for what happened. But in the end, unprotected punches to the face when you can tell he is already out should never happen,
for sure,
in any capacity. If you are in an MMA fight and you know that the guy is knocked out, you need to step back, let the referee tend to the guy. That is where the unprofessionalism is. That's where the main concern that I have is, you know, like I said, the psycho Stu, he's to blame for getting in the face of a guy who doesn't know the terminologies and what's going on. Like, he thinks someone's stepping up to him, so that's on him. It is on their fault for drinking before a job. You know, like, that you should not
do. There's so many levels there, because there's another guy they showed backstage before the AJ guy said, and he goes, well, you'll get your receipt.
That guy too. For encouraging it.
That guy too.
So everyone, there is fault to blame. There is blame for everybody involved in this, whether it was incidental, whether it was intentional. The only thing is that we know it was premeditated as far as the attack, because he said, Raja said on stream that I'm about to get in there and like whoop this dude's ass. So that's premeditated.
Yeah.
Premeditated assault. Again, he was unconscious. You're just beating him senselessly. And
there's no winning in this situation.
There is no winning. There's no winning situation for this.
And I hope this guy can have a normal life after he gets out of the hospital, because I know that
they said he was a Army vet.
Yeah.
And like he had PTSD and like wrestling was his outlet.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you take the only outlet a guy has?
That's going to fuck up his life.
And like he was choking on his own blood and
that's gonna
and
fuck
teeth.
Up his life if he can't wrestle, do bumps and stuff.
Yeah.
If he got I don't know if he has a concussion or not. He probably
does. Be surprised.
His teeth got knocked out, most of his teeth. It, shattered his, you know, bones in his face. You know, like, and then also
it's a terrible situation.
Raja didn't have any remorse.
Yeah.
You know,
the fact that like they told him like he flatlined in the ring and he just goes, My bad.
Yeah.
Like dude, have a little empathy. Have a little compassion. Like,
did I see something at some point? I don't know if this was before this event or after this event, because when he went home, didn't Rampage tweet something or do a video? It was like, any wrestlers want to mess with my fucking son, I'll beat your ass or something like that.
Something along those lines, yeah. I believe that was after, once the news started to break.
Like, I mean, I get you're going to defend your son, but like you shouldn't be saying that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't look good on all parties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Two wrongs don't make a right.
It's a terrible situation.
And people in the audience, the kids seeing that, and they're like crying and something, what is going on? You know what I mean? Because apparently after that, they said they canceled the show. They told everyone to go home. And, well, also,
they finished the match.
Like, and I get it.
Pinned.
That's what they do in wrestling.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So.
Yeah.
Lose.
It's a terrible situation. Thankfully, Psycho Stu is now awake. He's able to talk. He says he remembers not everything, but a good chunk of that night. So, like, hopefully he's able to recover. And, like, I know there's people who are claiming, like, Raja Jackson should be imprisoned and, you know, arrested and all this other stuff. We'll leave that to the legal teams. I'm not gonna touch that one.
Yeah,
but
no, I know that also. There's a lot of people who donated to his.
A lot of wrestlers have.
Mr. Beast
donated $10,000.
A basketball player.
Oh really?
Wrestlers.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know Jericho and Swerve Strickland have.
Dolph, or I should say Nick Nemeth. there's some other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fortunately, he'll be taken care of in that aspect. You know, just the biggest thing for me is like, dude, it's 2025. We should all know what wrestling is in today's world. Like, if a guy's stepping up to you and he's a wrestler, like, can you really take him seriously? But again, that should have never happened.
It should never happen.
You shouldn't be drinking on the job. You should be somewhat welcoming to people who are allowed backstage. You know, like, I don't know. Again, there's no winners. There's no right.
Yeah, because also, the person who owns the company apparently was not there that night. Mm. And guess what? That's Rikishi.
Yeah.
And they lost their WWE ID affiliation.
Yep.
Because of this.
It did. So.
And then I'm hearing wrestlers are fleeing that promotion.
Oh, I would believe it. They probably don't want anything to do with it now.
Yep.
Like, I don't want to be affiliated with it, and I'm done.
It's sad.
It is.
Very sad.
So hopefully he's able to recover, and whatever happens, we'll keep you updated. You know, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com for all the information on that. Well, I did mention Chris Jericho and Swerve Strickland. We will talk about them next. Chris Jericho rumored to be going back to WWE. There's speculation that his contract's coming up, and the front runner is that he could be returning to WWE, one last run, Hall of Fame induction and all that.
Can't blame him.
I don't blame
him. Because a lot of people are, they do that, you know.
And you have to look at it like, what more is there for him to do in AEW? He helped get it on the, he gave it legitimacy.
Yeah.
By joining. He helped start AEW, made it what it was very successful in it.
Yeah.
Got a few people over, became a meme several times.
Yeah.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Yep.
You know, had his Chris Jericho vortex, if you will, everyone getting stuck working with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got to work in Ring of Honor as well, so.
That's wild to say.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho was ROH World Heavyweight Champion twice.
He sure was.
That's crazy to say.
Just one more thing to his Hall of Fame accolades. So, you know, if he decides to go back to
WWE, I'm fine with it if he does
that.
I'm
okay with it.
You know, I'm not going to be mad.
If he wants to have one more run, hey,
yeah,
have at it. Have fun. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, for sure.
He'll go into the WWE for sure, or the Hall of Fame for sure. Like, no doubter. Swerve Strickland going to be taking a little time off. He recently underwent successful, thankfully, knee surgery.
One knee or two knees?
Just one.
One.
High knee. Has been bothering him for some time. So, you know, he worked injured for a while, did what he could, and is going to be taking
Ospreay.
A little time. Ospreay as well, going to be out for neck surgery.
Both did their stuff at Forbidden Door.
They did. They did as best as they could. And, you know, hopefully they can both recover and return and continue a healthy life and go on from there. So we'll see. I don't know how much time you have before we need to end the show, but I did see the Jake Hager comment about Tony Khan busting into the meeting in AEW. And FTR came out and was like, first off, Tony Khan was never at that meeting.
That interview just, I mean, I guess it just happened because it just like blew up on the scene because of all the stuff that he was saying and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think I'm going against what Hager's saying, but at first, with all this, all the negativity that's been going on for years with, you know, people wanting to get something on AEW and then stuff with the Punk situation and everything else. It's like, who do you believe, you know, because AEW's had their fair share of controversies and stuff like that, too.
Absolutely.
You know? But I don't know. What do you believe? I mean, we could just state the facts, you know.
To be honest.
Not say the facts. State what he said, I mean.
Yeah. I will believe FTR in this situation.
Yeah.
Because they came with receipts showing a text message of like, hey, like, don't throw our names out there because we show up. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know who was and who wasn't there. So it's like, okay, you've immediately like,
yeah,
discredited everything that you've said by like, you say someone
seen
was
that
there
stuff. So they did.
Oh yeah.
There
was a text message conversation where he was like, hey, like, we're assholes, but like, we're assholes who show up to work. Don't be throwing our names out there.
Yeah.
He's saying we don't show up when we were there. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys were there, but I guess I was confused as to who was and who wasn't. So it's like, okay, so you're discrediting everything that you're saying because you're saying Tony Khan wasn't there and FDR saying, no, he was not there. That's inaccurate. And then you're saying, yeah, we were there. Like, don't discredit us.
How do you
that.
Not remember that? You know, maybe, well, I know they take bumps and stuff, but like, how do you not remember?
I feel like it was one of those where it's just like kind of a sour grapes. Like, he got let go from his contract and, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He can go on and get.
It is what it is.
He played his part in AEW and he did fine for what he was doing. Being part of Inner Circle and all that stuff.
Do you hear he wanted to try and make the hat be like Groot?
No.
So he wanted it to be like Groot from Marvel, where the only thing he says is, I like this hat, and everyone else in like Jericho Appreciation Society understood what he's saying, but no one else can.
I mean, it's kind of funny, I think.
Yeah.
You know, not like, oh, that's super hilarious, but I think they could.
I think it would have worn out real quick.
Probably, most likely.
I like this hat. Yeah, you said it, pal. I like this hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's whatever you're talking about for you. For those who watch Monday Night Raw, there might be a changing start in the time due to Monday Night Football, as many of you know, Monday. NFL getting ready to start up. And so with them being on Netflix, there's not really a time crunch for them, so they can start whenever they want. So that might be changing. Just be heads up on that one. Final bit of news that I have. Congratulations going out to Cody and Brandi Rhodes on the birth of their second child. Didn't even know Brandi was pregnant. So
what did they say? Leilani? What did they say? I don't know.
I did not see that. But congratulations to them. Healthy baby girl. I wonder if they're going to try again for a boy or if they're content
they
with
a
two.
Boy, they need a little American nightmare.
Because my wife and I discussed kids and we said we're never going to be outnumbered. So that two would be our max.
Two and two. Man, I know people who have kids like 5 and 6. I'm like,
nope.
F that, man.
Nope.
Two stress me out. I don't need 5.
I will ask you this. So your kids are 3 or 4 years.
They're
how many years,
three years apart?
3 years apart. Do you feel you would have been able to handle it a little better if there was more distance? Like if there was maybe a 5 year
Grace
gap?
Was older and she could help a little bit more. I mean, she's helping now and all that stuff, but like if the kid could help more,
yeah,
maybe so.
Like if there were maybe like a 4 or 5 year gap, that might have been a little something. Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe it was the fact that they're both so young. Mm-hmm. So you're having to deal with both of them.
People I've seen someone who they have a baby, they have like a 1 year old and they're pregnant again.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how they do that.
Oh my gosh.
More power to them.
And then I know someone who has 3 kids and they're 10 years apart each. So the first one and there's 3 kids, the first one and the last one are 20 years apart.
Yeah.
So the oldest one must think like the youngest one could be their son.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Something I want to talk about. How do you feel about, this is wrestling wise, how do you feel about all the people WWE has let go since Triple H came back and he hired all the people that Vince let go. And then most of those people they hired, he let go.
And
that's part of the business. I get it.
It is. And it's an unfortunate part of the business. You know, not everyone can be the star. Not everyone can get TV time. Some people work out. Some people don't. And it's just an unfortunate part of the business.
I am bummed they didn't really use Karrion Kross the way they should have.
See, I'm not that disappointed. He has some charisma and all that. But, like, he's just not to that next level for me personally. Like, he could be maybe, but he's
probably
going to
show
there.
That on the independents.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine on the independent circuit. Like there are just some people that you look at and you're like, I don't see them being that big of a star. Like I feel with Penta being brought over to Raw or just WWE in general, I feel like they're not capitalizing on his strengths. His strengths are going like batshit crazy in the ring, and they have really toned him down.
Oh yeah, they have.
Which I understand because WWE works different. They want to try and work safe. I get it, but those are not his strengths.
No,
like you're not playing to his strengths. Dominic Mysterio will absolutely be a star. He's got it.
Yeah,
there's something about him. He's there. Penta has that aura. But he's lacking because they're not catering to his strengths. I don't think Rey Fénix will be that big because people are going to compare him too much to Rey Mysterio. And it's like, you can't compare all luchadors to Rey Mysterio.
They like to do that.
They do. Like, they were hoping Alberto Del Rio was going to be the next Rey Mysterio. They were hoping so many other people, you know, Sin Cara was going to be the next Rey Mysterio. They were hoping all of them were, like, going to be the next big luchador. Yeah, Kalisto. Yeah. I don't know if they had as high expectations for him, but still, you know, you have to let these people be their own characters. And I feel like when you box them, that's where the troubles start coming, and then they're like, oh, hey, sorry, kid, it's not working out. It's like, well, I'm doing what you wanted me to be.
Yeah. Like, it's not working out. I'm trying my best to do what you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you feel about AAA under the WWE banner? I feel like they're about to control them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're about to do the Vince McMahon take you over thing. You know what I mean? And I've heard stories that they're going to do a center over there. Just like NXT, you know, in Florida.
I mean, I can see that.
And
yeah,
they're going to, like, teach them the WWE way. I'm like,
I feel like they're trying to monopolize the wrestling industry, which
that's
is
what Vince did.
He did for a while, but he allowed international to be international.
Now they're going to try to take over international.
Now they're trying to do worldwide. And I feel like that's where the big problem is because, if the reports that are coming out are true, they're trying to, like, bury AEW. They're going to counter-program every chance they get. They're going to try and take away their TV contracts and all that. And it's like they don't want alternative programming. They want the sole market of everything. They want wrestling to be this one particular way. We're going to go international. We're going to teach them our way. We're going to go to Mexico, teach them our way. And
that shit's not going to work.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
No.
I heard that they want to do that with Japan a while back, and that's when Vince shut them down because they were doing Mexico and they want to do Japan and stuff. That shit's not going to work everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you can have your own market, but, like, those people, okay, you have big promotions wherever you go, right? Like, because WWE was actually working with Noah. Pro Wrestling Noah.
Oh.
And not that Noah.
MF Butthole?
but, like, you have promotions everywhere, but you have, like, Mexico has the big two promotions, right? You have AAA or CMLL.
Yeah.
Japan, you have Pro Wrestling Noah and New Japan Pro Wrestling. I always felt like New Japan was bigger than Noah.
Yeah.
You know, oh, by the way, this will tie into wrestling. Pokemans. So the next
Pokemons.
Game, they're doing Mega Evolutions. They're bringing that back. One of that wrestling bird they have, I forgot what it's called.
D.
Hawk Tua. something Hawk. It mega evolves into a luchador bird flying thing. Special promotion next month, CMLL is partnering with Pokemon, and they're going to do a special event in Mexico promoting that Pokemon and Pokemon in general.
That's cool.
So that's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if you want to catch that, you have to go to Mexico.
Yep, catch that Pokemon.
But, I mean, you also have to catch them all. So.
Yeah, catch them all. So, I mean, I think that's really cool. And I think, also one thing I told you the other day, and I was like, I get what WWE is trying to do. I don't like it. But, you know, take AEW, for instance. Yeah, they may try to poach other people from other organizations, like, hey, come over here and stuff like that, but they're not gonna, hey, I'm not gonna buy out New Japan or CMLL. And I like everyone working with each other, like
I do too,
like Stardom, all those the ones I just said. And I was like, that's cool, because WWE would never do that. They have worked with certain people, and I would say be careful, because they've also threw their hat in and had some people for GCW and stuff like that. It's like, nah, dude, I know GCW is getting bigger, and they've been getting bigger for a little bit, you know, not on, like, certain companies. Certain companies are bigger, but, like, I'm like, no. Be careful, because these motherfuckers are going to buy you out.
Yeah.
Be careful. And AEW's not going to buy you out. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I think it works better when there's diversity.
Yeah, for sure.
When, if you want to watch a luchador match, you can. If you want to watch an AEW style match, you can. If you want to watch a GCW match, you can. Like, I don't want it all to be WWE programming or style.
Can you imagine AAA, like, they have their shows in Mexico, but now it's, like,
it's
different?
All in the same style.
Hey, all these luchadors are going
same staging, same lighting, same pyro, same everything.
They're not, like, this luchador is not doing high flying. They're doing a little bit high flying, but here's a headlock, here's that stuff. I'm like,
3 minutes into the match, let's go to commercial.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is very WWE-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's going to be horrible. They're really promoting, like, who is it? Psycho Clown and Mr. Iguana.
Mr. Iguana more than anyone.
Yeah, Mr. Iguana, for sure. There's other people and stuff. I'm like, yeah, you're going to be brought onto Raw before you know it, and you're going to stay on Raw.
And then you'll be cut.
Yeah, you're going to be cut because you're not funny enough. And then if you get booed, then you can't go to AAA because they own AAA. So what does that mean? I'll just go to CMLL. CMLL. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just don't want those motherfuckers to buy everyone. I just really don't. I really don't. You know what I mean? And I don't want them to take it down AEW at all. It's like, stay in your fucking lane. I get AEW came at you and threw jabs.
Yeah.
But you want to fucking kill them because of that?
Right. It ties right back around. It kind of how we started this episode. Yep, Psycho Stu and Raja Jackson.
Yep. That's what I was about to say.
So, you know, come up and throw a little can in your face and you're just going to punch me mercilessly? No.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate. That's
I saw the light bulb go off,
man. That was great.
That's pretty good.
You got anything else in the wrestling world?
No.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and cut it off there because I know you got to get home to the kids and start this Labor Day weekend off right. Wife and I are going out to dinner, so that'll be a fun time as well. So thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in this week. We appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get back together again soon, too.
I do. I do want to do that.
Do more. Really do. More podcasting for you because we got to get to episode 666, right?
I know. I always make that joke because at the beginning, he's like, hey, what episode is it? I'm like, 666. That's weird.
I'm gonna make sure that we end the show forever on episode 665.
Oh, God.
That's going to be our end.
It's going to, like, kill me.
That's going to be the end.
People are like, why is he saying 666? No. The joke is from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Hey, Brian.
Where there was this possessed TV.
On TV.
And yeah, he goes, hey, man, we're on TV. Like, because it's Carl and Frylock. They're on that TV. He's like, man, you look good. And he goes, hey, what channel is it? He goes, 666. That's weird. Because, you know, 666 is the mark of the devil and all that stuff. So that's why I make that joke. 666, no, that's weird.
All right. Well, that's all we got. If you have any questions for us, feel free to drop a line on our podcast page on Facebook, Divinest Podcast. Check us out on WrestlingNewsSource.com, WrestlingNewsSource.com on Facebook. Subscribe to our show on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast as well.
We're on Spotify. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
There you go. For the podcast crew, I am Dana Heron.
I'm Tyler A. Bear, not that other guy. I'm Tyler A. Bear. You hear me? God damn it.
Don't call him a bear.
Rawr.
And we will catch you all next time.